I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 1st. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city is getting close to making an offer to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property in Wollaston. Koch says an appraisal of the 20-acre parcel has been completed and shared with officials from the former school, and he expects to make a formal offer soon. After a recent community meeting about the future of the former school, Koch says he has reviewed 1,600 comments from almost 400 people, and that the majority support the city buying the property in order to control its future. Ideas for future uses at that site include creating 55 and over housing, utilizing the Cove Fine Arts Center for community groups, using the library to replace the Wollaston branch of the Crane Library, using the gym and playing fields for Quincy College, and creating some open space. The Quincy Fire Department is receiving more than $49,000 in state grants to purchase new safety equipment. The Department of Fire Services announced the grants to 307 fire departments across the state this week, totaling more than $5 million. The money comes from the state's Firefighter Safety Equipment Grant Program. The money can be used for items including new hoses, radios, tools, and turnout gear. The Quincy City Council just approved borrowing over $2.6 million to replace firefighter turnout gear with new PFAS chemical-free gear. The council did recommend that the administration use any grant money that the fire department receives to help pay down that bond. A car crashed into a telephone pole in Braintree last night. The pole was left dangling above the ground, held up only by the electrical wires. Police partially shut down Middle Street from Elm Street to Cleveland Avenue. There were also power outages reported as far away as Pearl Street due to that crash. No serious injuries were reported. A judge has denied a request from Lindsay Clancy's defense team to split her trial into two parts. The Plymouth Superior Court judge denied Clancy's motion yesterday. Clancy is accused of killing her three children at their Duxbury home in 2023. At a hearing earlier this month, Clancy's lawyer, Kevin Reddington, had argued for what's known as a bifurcated trial, meaning the first part would be to determine whether Clancy is found guilty. The second part would be to determine whether she's criminally responsible. Reddington previously filed a notice in December that they plan to pursue an insanity defense. Clancy filed a malpractice suit in Norfolk Superior Court in February against several of her medical providers, alleging that they failed to diagnose her bipolar disorder and subjected her to a disorganized, uncoordinated course of pharmacy treatments that resulted in a psychotic break. Prosecutors argued that the defendant has no constitutional right to a bifurcated trial, and that the two trials would be nearly identical. They also said requests for bifurcated trials are usually denied, and there's no real reason to support the request. Prosecutors allege Clancy killed her three children on January 24th of 2023 by strangling them with exercise bands after sending her husband to get takeout food from a faraway restaurant. Following the attacks, officials allege Clancy cut her wrists and neck before jumping from a second-story window in an attempt to end her own life. That incident left her paralyzed from the sternum down. She's been undergoing mental health treatment at Tewksbury State Hospital, where she's under constant supervision. She's scheduled to undergo a forensic psychological evaluation on April 10th, and the parties are scheduled to return to court April 23rd for a status hearing. Her trial is set to begin on July 20th after it was postponed multiple times. Attorney General Andrea Campbell says that she is reviewing the Trump administration's executive order that's aimed at restricting mail-in voting and imposing new federal requirements on elections. Campbell said vote by mail is secure, early voting works, and that Massachusetts election laws are clear. She says the Trump administration cannot interfere with the right to vote and may not override state election authority. Campbell says her office is reviewing the order and will take appropriate legal action to ensure that every eligible voter in Massachusetts can vote and have their vote counted. Campbell went on to say that Massachusetts law allows vote by mail and early in-person voting, both of which are secure and functioning as intended. She says there's no evidence of widespread fraud associated with mail-in voting. The U.S. Constitution grants states primary authority over election administration, and the federal and state constitutions guarantee eligible voters the right to vote. Any effort to override that authority or restrict access to the ballot box, Campbell says, raises serious constitutional concerns. Patriots quarterback Drake May will be sporting a new look this spring. The 23-year-old took part in Granite Telecommunications' 13th annual Saving by Shaving event, benefiting Boston Children's Hospital yesterday, shaving his head as part of the fundraising endeavor that raised a total of $4.1 million. As part of the event, Granite Telecommunications of Quincy donated $2,500 for every person who shaved their head or donated at least 8 inches of hair. And Granite CEO Rob Hale and his family matched that dollar for dollar. The event has raised almost $64 million for medical research and treatment since it was founded. More than 800 people participated in yesterday's event. May was not the only celebrity, as former Patriots offensive lineman Joe Andruzzi, radio personality Greg Hill, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, and Boston Children's Hospital president Kevin Churchwell all buzzed their heads as well. May's wife, Anne, was on hand, making the first few rounds with the Clippers before turning it over to the pros. Drake and Anne May launched the Mayday Family Foundation last week to help children and families in need throughout New England, as well as in the May's home state of North Carolina. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 1,125 points. The NASDAQ rose 795, and the S&P added 184. Asian shares are also sharply higher after U.S. stocks soared to their best day in almost a year. Dollar was down, the euro rose, oil at just over $99 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lose in Houston again, 9-2 to the Astros. They'll play again at 2:10 this afternoon. The Bruins beat the Stars last night, 6-3. They're in Florida against the Panthers tomorrow night at 7. The Celtics are in Miami tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: scattered showers, but a high of 70 degrees. Showers around this evening, and temperatures will drop tonight into the mid-30s. And only recover tomorrow to around 40 degrees with rain and showers throughout the day. Friday, cloudy and mild again, high of 70, and partly cloudy, high 68 on Saturday. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, winds southwest 15 to 20 knots, will become northerly 10 to 15 knots, a high tide 11:53 a.m. Sunrise 6:25, sets at 7:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 1st.